How are you doing, David? Happy New Year. How are you? How was your New Year?
It was good. Training yesterday started, so I'm always in training. Everything good.
Well, that's something I always notice on your Instagram. You're always training. You're always in the gym. You train at the UFD gym, correct? In
yes,
Düsseldorf.
UFD here in Düsseldorf.
You have a lot of fighters there. A lot of fighters.
Yes.
I wanted to talk about this. It's been a very stressful year for you because you had two bouts cancelled in 2020. You know, 2020 has been a rough year for most people, but for you, it's been especially difficult because, your last fight was a brilliant finish, brilliant triangle choke against Abu Bakr, otherwise known as Habib's cousin. But you did really, really well in 2019, and then you're looking for momentum to run off that, and two fights get cancelled. That must be so stressful for you.
Yeah, you can take it, you know, you can broke on it, or you... You know, we have to live with it. You know, it's not in our power. You know, it's came a pandemic in the world. You know, it's not only me. Like you said before, it's also other fighters who also cannot fight. Or here in Germany, the organizations also have to cancel a lot of fights for the German guys, you know. And yeah, it's a stressful situation, but I keep doing what I do. You know, it's my job now to training, to fight, you know. So I only wait for the point to get the fight, you know. Then my opponent get sick also, my last, Munir Lazis. So, and there wasn't a replacement. But now I'm finally 2 weeks from my next bout and I hope nothing can stop it.
We really hope so. Really, really hope so. But with the pandemic, how does that is directly affecting Germany? You were telling me that a lot of fights are being cancelled, a lot of promotions haven't been able to put on fights. What's the current situation where you are?
Yes, here, so you cannot go to nothing, you know. Here's no show allowed, you know, no concerts, you know, no for music or for boxing also, you know. Okay, some boxing events was, but without the crowd, you know, without people who can watch it live, but MMA was cancelled. Some amateurs events, you know, like two or three was here. Yeah, and everything is closed here, you know, so only the supermarkets open. And yeah, that's it. Everything is closed. You can, if you go out, you didn't know for what, you know, only to go buy something, buy some food or something, and directly go home and stay here, you know, or just go for a walk, or sometimes I go for a run because I'm in training, so it's also good. So the corona pandemic is like, you know, it's a little bit stressful, but now for my camp it's really good because I have nothing to lose my focus, you know. I'm only in training. I go to training, I come home, I eat, I go to training, I come home, eat, sleep, and repeat the next day. So maybe this was good for this camp.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, a lot of fighters, like, you hear a lot of fighters, they have to go away from their family. They have to get away of any distractions, anything that could interfere with their camp, right? Yeah, it is really stressful because if someone gets positive for COVID like it was for you for your last bout, that is a stressful part. However, if nothing's really going on, there's no other distractions, there's no one interfering with your camp, you get to single in on this one purpose. Do you think that is helping you with your camp?
Yes, this is something, you know, where you can hold your focus, because sometimes, you know, you have you are also stressful in the camp, you know, because you have to focus on your training, you know. You have to keep working. You have to diet also the last week. So you cannot go outside to, you know, to enjoy something. You know, you are only here at home and thinking maybe also a little bit too much about this fight. But I try to keep my focus also otherwise, you know. So I met my family, you know. I go sometimes to there on Sundays most. And see also my brother. He has also a fight coming soon now at the end of January, so I see him also a lot. And yeah, we have to meet each other, you know, and because we are humans, you know, I think humans cannot be alone, because then you get maybe depressed and think about no good stuff, you know. But for me, I'm focused, I'm good with it, you know.
I mean, yeah, human beings were definitely really sociable creatures, and although you're a fighter and you probably kind of want to be on your own a fair bit, it's pretty tough to do that 24/7 all the time. That's a good segue. You brought up your brother. He's got a fight on the, I believe, the 30th of January, and he fights in KSW. Isn't that correct? So how does that go? He's your older brother. How does that go with, do you spar with your sibling? Do you train with your sibling? Or do you just separate from each other at different opposite ends of the gym? How does that work?
No, we training more every time, you know. He took me into this sport, you know. Before I played soccer, then I, because I'm passionately a soccer player, you know. I want to be a soccer player before. But it didn't happen. So he took me to the fighting sport, you know, to keep my focus on sport. And yeah, and I love it, you know. I love the style, because it was also boxing or kickboxing, you know. But in mixed martial arts, it's something different, you know, with the wrestling and grappling. So I like it, you know, and I keep doing it for 10 years now. Yeah, and we spar a lot, you know. He helped me also a lot in my fights, in this fights also, because he have also a fight coming up. So this is a good one, you know, that you have one guy who you can every time work together, you know, because sometimes you know, my friends from the club, from UFD gym, had also hard fights, so they get also injured in this fight, you know. So they cannot be 100% with me, but they keep working, they keep helping me how they can. But with my process, very good, because he is in full shape. And yeah, and I hope we will got rock this January 2021.
Sounds like a really good start to 2021. You're both getting a fight in the exact same month, probably within a couple of weeks of each other. It's pretty good timing, to be honest, because that means you get a perfect training partner. You're both in prime condition. I'm assuming you got, so when you spar, and do you also eat together? Do you also prepare your food and go on a similar diet? I know he's much heavier than you. I believe he's at light heavyweight.
Yes.
So he's probably eating a lot more than you.
he can eat very well, you know. He's good. And my brother also is working, you know, so he's not the full pro, you know, because he's also a bus driver here in Germany.
So your last fight in 2019 was against Abubakar Nurmagomedov. I could tell, did you have a quite a high amount of respect for such a high level opponent? Because right after that crack of a triangle choke that you submitted him in the first round with, straight afterwards, after he tapped, you released it, went over, put your arm around him, and you consoled him a little bit, and then you went over and, you know, had the normal victory walk. But right afterwards, you know, you went over into him just like to console him. Did you have like a lot of respect for him?
Yeah, I have the respect for every fighter, you know, because I know how hard it is to lose, you know, and also in his game. Because maybe he was comfortable when he was in my guard, you know. He thought he will win this fight, but you know, I see also something different, like you see in the television, you know. Because when I put the triangle on, I saw in his eyes he don't want to tap, you know. He didn't want it, you know, but he must tap, you know, because then he go to sleep. So this I feel, I know how hard it is to tap or to give up to somebody. So I only want to show him respect, that I'm thankful for that he fought me, and yeah, and all the best for the future.
I get that a lot. It's good to see that there's a lot of like mutual respect between you guys, because it seemed like he also had the same level of respect for you. I also wanted to talk about, so you brought up your last cancelled bout, which was Munir, who's a Tunisian fighter. Was it pretty annoying that the COVID pandemic has caused some of these pullouts? This seems to be a recurring issue with a lot of UFC cards. They've got a really nice stacked card, and then right before, 24 hours or 48 hours before a card, those fighters pull out. It's been pretty annoying that your opponent tested positive and the fight was cancelled.
Yeah, you know, it's not in his power, you know, and the virus is everywhere, you know. If you get it, you get it, you know. You cannot stop it, or you cannot wish that it didn't happen. It happened, you know. He gets sick. I hope he's now healthy again and keep training. Maybe we will see us in future, but now I have another opponent and I'm focused on his game, his style, and yeah, I'm ready to go.
So Ramazan, who you're fighting next, is on the 16th of January at UFC Fight Night 184. Are you pretty excited for this fight? Now that you've landed a fight, are you really excited to go back in the octagon?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. It's like, I feel like 2 years now. It was 1 year, but I feel like 2 or 3 years more that I know fight, you know. But I always in training, because my partners from the UFC gym had fought in the last year. So Roberto, Abusmagomedov, Antun, Elom Ali. I was also preparing for my fight. So I was like a half year in preparation with some small breaks, but I'm in really good shape this time. And yeah, I'm all just focused. You know, I can't wait. Only the one thing what I have to do now is cutting my weight. And yeah, then here we go.
Is ever cutting the weight ever stressful for you? Is it more of a fight than the actual fight? It's the lead up to the fight. It's actually getting on the scales that's an issue for you.
Yeah, it's a part of the game, you know. You have to do it. I don't do it for the first time, so I'm pretty good. It's stressful normally. But I'm good with it, you know. I can control this, and I have never issues with my weight, so no problem.
And is there anything that Ramazan possesses as a skill that could be an issue or like a threat in the fight?
You know, he's a good fighter. You know, he have also good hands. What I see, He's waiting for the clinch, you know. He want to push me. He want to push his opponents against the cage and to press within the clinch and to take down to ground and pound. You know, I will try to not give him this position. So I will try to move more, you know, to do my style, you know. And my style is mostly I like to striking, you know. But I'm also ready for a ground scramble, you know. I have also good submissions from the back, also from the top. If I will get a good control from the top, I try to hold the position. I will do a good fight, you know. I'm only coming to perform, to do a good show for the mixed martial arts. And yeah, hopefully get the win.
Yeah, I understand that. A lot of the time when we're seeing you fight, you do like to strike. You like to get in these striking matches. But your last fight when you were in the UFC was a triangle choke. Which one do you reckon you prefer? Do you prefer the fast knockout or do you prefer the submission?
I prefer the knockout, you know, but at the end it doesn't matter which one. It's at the end, what matters is the win, you know. It is submission, it's a KO, it's a decision, you know. I only want to win and stay in the UFC and climb quickly up, you know.
So without giving away your game plan, how do you believe the fight is going to play out? You said he's going to try and be in the clinch. Is there anything that you think will be something you can capitalize on him?
I think with my speed, you know, I have to move quick, you know, and I think I'm more quicker than him. So I have to try to point him out and to wait for the situation, you know, for the timing, you know, and maybe I will rock him. And if not, if he go onto the ground and it's not KO, I will follow, you know, and if he give me some a head or an arm, I will take it for submitting him. But he's a tough fighter. He never lose before the time. He always go for the three rounds. So I'm this time prepared for three rounds. You know, I think it will be a war there. He's not easy to finish, you know. So I think it will be a full matched up round.
That sounds really good, because that's going to be a fan-friendly match with you guys going back and forth. Do you really think it's going to be a war? I really see you taking this. Are you sure it's going to be a war?
Yeah, I think yes, because he is tough. You know, I saw not all fights, but I saw tough fights. Also, his last fights with the German guy. He get also pretty good to rock in the first round by the knee, by the jumping knee. And, you know, but he rock him, but he wasn't like he's out or something, you know. So he's tough, you know, he has a good chin. Yeah, but I think with my speed and with my cardio, I will get the all three rounds.
Now, coming back to, I wanted to talk about your nickname, Sagat. Are you a fan of Street Fighter? Because the nickname Sagat is actually the name of a famous like Muay Thai fighter you would play in Street Fighter. Where did this nickname come from?
Yeah, it was like 10 years ago. My first fight was like here in Germany wasn't mixed martial arts popular, so they couldn't record it like now the fights, you know. So a friend from me took it with his phone, you know, make a video and put it on YouTube. And a friend from me, a very good friend, watched this fight on this phone and say to me, hey, because it's only from one angle, you know, and he looked to it and say, hey, it looks like the game Street Fighter and I have no hairs, you know, and the tie shorts. And he say, and you are Sagat, you know. So it was a funny story. After 2-3 fights, they asked me what do you like to have a nickname, and I think about this, and I also like to play Street Fighter, and when I took somebody, he was one of my favorite ones.
So you're the real life Sagat in the octagon.
Yeah.
All right, so your gym, UFD in Dusseldorf, it's had awards for being the best gym in Germany. Is there any fighters that we should be, I know you mentioned a few before, is there any particular fighters, I know you'll probably nominate all your teammates, but is there anyone that we should really keep a close eye on other than your brother?
Yeah, the names what you know is Roberto Zoldik, Abu Smagomedov, Anton Racic, but they also coming good fighters like new member, Lom Ali Eskiev is now with us. There are a lot of good fighters, you know, also young fighters, so they will come, you know, they have only to focus now with the pandemic. It's a little bit hard to train together because we cannot full camp all fighters together, but I hope in some few days or few weeks it will be good and we can all train together like before, and then you will hear a lot of new names. So not in old members, but new for the population.
Now, why do you think that your gym is getting more and more popular now? Why do you think that is? Do you think it's the actual gym itself, or do you think it's the fighters are there, or perhaps both?
No, I think we are a good team, you know, our team, and we are no choosing fights, you know. We go out, we fight everybody, and we perform, you know. This is what I think it's most important, because they wait for fights, or they choose, they say, oh, this guy I don't want to fight or something, you know. The first name what comes to me from the UFC, and I agree, you know, I didn't have, you know, the first two fights I took in a short notice, but now I'm a little bit smarter and I know I have in the top league, you know, in the UFC, you need a full camp, or you have been in good condition. So this, you know, but the first name what happened was Ramazan Emeyev, and I took it, and yeah, you know, and it's not only with me, it's also with Roberto. You know, he's a welterweight fighter. Last fight he fought in the middleweight against Martella. And, you know, he don't say, oh, I don't know. You know, he took it in a heavier weight as he is. And, yeah, he performed, he beat us, he beat him up. And, yeah, this is how we act, you know. And this is also, we are also a close team. We are very close to each other, you know, and help each other also. So this is our secret, I would say.
Right. So it sounds like you guys, your fires to heart. You'll fight anyone at any time. Just send us the name. And it sounds like you've got such good fighters there, that you're all sharpening iron, constantly getting better with each other. After you're victorious in the next coming weeks, is there any particular fighters that you would like to fight in the future in the welterweight division? Any particular names or anyone?
You know, for me now, anyone. Of course, I want the top guys, you know. At the end, it's a champion, you know. It's now, for now, it's Usman. We will see what the future will give, if he will stay as champion. So I will do my best to get there, you know, and if somebody else gets a belt, so he will be my target. You know, for me, it's to be the champion there one day. And I work for it. You know, for this, I'm working now, and I will get it.
Now, most likely, we're going to see Kamaru Usman versus Gilbert Burns for the title. Who would you take? Who is your pick for that fight?
Yeah, it's, you know, every fight is like 50-50, but I think Usman is a little bit more powerful on the ground, you know, on his wrestling and on his ground game. But Gilbert is, you know, he surprised the last fight, you know. He showed good, you know, in the welterweight division. So, yeah, it's a close one. But when I have to put money on this, I will do it to Usman, you know, because, I don't know, I feel it sometimes like this, you know. But I also can be wrong. So, yeah, we will see.
Right, okay. And it sounds like you're going to continue getting opponents until you can fight for the championship. How do you feel that you would present against Kamaru Usman?
You know, I will also avoid this. I know he's a good striker as well, you know, but he will always find also his way to the clinch, to took down, to, you know, to take the condition of the fighters, you know. This is a style from the all wrestlers, you know. You see it by Khabib. He did it 29 times, and 29 times he did it very good. And it works. So, but I think, you know, you have to move a lot with these guys, you know. You cannot stay still, because when you stay still and they get you to the wall, they will make you tired, you know. Also, when they didn't took you down, they have a good pressure that your arms get like slower, you know. So this you have to avoid, and if you can do it, you can beat them up, you know. You have only to find the timing and the right speed in your punches, and if you get him good, I think so, everybody can fall, you know.
Very, very good picks. Now I wanted to ask you one more question. Now that 2021 is rolling on, we may or may not get fans in the arenas. We might start to get more and more fans coming to the events. Most likely, we're going to start seeing those matchups that we're really dreaming of for these big UFC fights. Is there any fights, particularly in the welterweight division, that you really want to see?
No. So, I don't know. Now, I have no idea, but the upcoming fights is what I like to see, you know, now what is coming next, you know. But for me, I don't know who is this. You know, it's said that Chimaev now is out, you know, with Leon Edwards. This was the fight what I would like to see. But, you know, the health is at the first time, you know. So I wish him all the best for Chimaev, you know. And, yeah. We will see what is next. Oh, now I hear that Leon Edwards wants to fight Masvidal. That would be also a good matchup, you know. But now I hear also they want to do, UFC want to do Colby Covington against Masvidal. So it's a really very nice matchup there, you know. And yeah. But I am excited only for my fights, you know, because I want to fight. I want to show.
I mean, it's certainly a busy welterweight division, especially with Jorge and Leon. You mentioned Khamzat Chimaev, definitely a breakout star in 2020. Have you ever interacted with him? Have you ever met him in person?
Yeah, he was like, before he was in the UFC also 3 years ago, he visited us in our gym, but I couldn't train with him, but I saw how he trained with our fighters, and he show up, you know, and what I see there, I only see that when he is in the UFC, he will be a big problem for everybody, you know. And then the last time when we see and met each other was in Russia when I fight Abu Bakr. He wished me also good luck and congrats me after the fight. So I have also really respect for him, you know. And yeah, but we are fighters, you know, when the time is coming, when he gets a belt or me someday, and we have to fight each other. So we will fight, but it's business, you know, it's yes. a fight.
Well, it's been a pleasure to talk to you, David. Thank you so much talking to us. Good luck in your fight. I believe it's on January 16th, UFC Fight Night 184. Thank you very much for speaking to us. I know you're going to do brilliant, and I can't wait to see you after this fight in your next UFC event.
Okay.
Thank you very much for talking to us. Thank you
very much. Have a nice weekend, yeah.
You too. Happy New Year. Bye-bye.